Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Welcome to VFN Radio on VFN TV. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
All bundled up in his little furry coat over there and all that.
He just took off his hat.
He has his butler behind him ready to throw another wrap around him and his sweater, you know. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. A beautiful day in the neighborhood. Won't you be mine? Hey, oh my goodness.
Hey.
This generation's going like, what are they talking about?
Old school.
Old school. Mm-hmm. And also, John's welcome, John. We had an opportunity last night, and we're going to be talking about meeting with, we met with a congressman last night who is over the chairman on the Veterans Committee in America, and over, was it $100 billion or some?
It's a huge amount of money that...
For the veterans, he wants to make sure the veterans are taken care of. But also, we're going to share with you some insight on Iran, on nuclear options, and what those who have the values of "I stand for Israel, I stand for God, I stand for America," and what their response is. In addition to what was revealed at this meeting and not denied, was that there's missiles all over the world now. And they just don't have, which is a delivery system. Mm-hmm. And all you got to do is, you know, switch out socks in your suitcase and put in shoes. And then all of a sudden you have a different, you know, it's the same luggage. So these missiles, we found out, are even in Venezuela. I mean, it wasn't denied. And it makes me think of Dimitri Dudeman's word that we talked about. And you can check out the prophecies that have been talked about on VFN Radio, VFN TV. I'll give a shout out to all of our Christian Television Network audience. We're so glad to have you. My goodness, so many things are going on. But one of the biggest things that stood out was somebody who's in the know, who's watching what's going on, who said, and it's Congressman Jeff Miller said, you know, a rainy, cold, miserable day in Florida is much better than a sunny day in Washington, D.C. But of all the profound things that, and he's a Christian man, but the profound things that we heard was, after explaining all these things that are going on in the world, and we'll talk about more detail, is this getting scarier and scarier? So you want to stay tuned. You want to hear what's going on. You haven't been losing your mind. You've been hearing reality, and we're going to share what we know and what we learned, and in the context of some of the prophetic things that God has said. Because God lets you know, and when you have godly leaders, you know, they start sharing with you exactly what's mm-hmm. taking place. And so we look forward to being able to talk about that as well. In addition to that, hopefully we'll get a chance to have a wisdom moment for you today about having the secret to living a life of safety, ease, and without fear of harm. And that would be great in the context of what we're talking about. We started trying to bring up yesterday, and we're going to get it today. We're going to call it the phone call. The phone call where CBN News is reporting that Benjamin Netanyahu made a phone call to the president of the United States and said, listen here, and began to explain, if you want to remain a world power, remember, and he talks about North Korea and the type of thing. So we're going to be, you'll be able to see that on Christian Television Network, and we'll also be able to hear that on VFN Radio around the world. But we need to pay attention. Remember, we're not just gathering news here. We want to be able to know what to do with the news that we know. And it's very simple. These things, you have two things happening. One is prophecies being fulfilled. But the other is, understand, when you learn about God and his ways, that he puts things on pause. He puts things on pause. I mean, you know, we are Josiah. And it's amazing. As a matter of fact, if you go to IamJosiah.com, IamJosiah.com, you know, or .org, I don't know which one it is, try them both, that's us. That's who we are. And there's something we can do. Josiah did something. God responded, even though he was bound for this storm that was being fashioned against Israel. God put it on pause. But if you haven't heard yet, six banks are handling now own 70% of the United States assets. You need to hear that. And you need to see it. Go to the VFN Torch and see it so you can see the references, the names, and specific how you can watch the Federal Reserve former employee apologize and say he's sorry. But understand that one statement that was said is they've never seen a country come out of what we're doing. And the question presented to him was, have you ever seen a country that prints money out of their way of these kind of problems, or digitizes money?
Digitize.
And he said, nope. He said it in a real PC way, but there was no yes.
Right.
There's not one. And this is somebody who went through economics and, you know, worked at the Federal Reserve, who believes in this whole kind of concepts and all, and realized, hey, we made a huge mistake with QE1, quantitative easing one. And we found out about halfway through, we're just fattening up the banks. And you got to hear it, because if you study your history, it was the Knickerbocker Bank, one bank that lend out more money than they had assets. Just one. And it's like, I think every American citizen now has done that, including the businesses, including the banks, and definitely the government. And since it's we the people, guess who actually owns that debt?
That's right.
It's us. It's the country. And so if we had the 1929 crisis of the Great Depression over the Knickerbocker Bank that began a chain link of event, people panicked, people started grabbing their money out of the banks, and you know, economy works on confidence. And no confidence, they pull the money out. I don't know if you seen, what's the Christmas movie, the old black and white Christmas movie where Jimmy Stewart, It's a Wonderful Life. It's a Wonderful Life. And he has a savings and loan, and he's finally going to get out of this small town. I mean, he's going to get out of this small town. And they had this one Grinch that owned all this property in the community, and he was buying everything up, and he was trying to take down that savings and loan. And so a panic hit. When a panic hit, everybody ran. And Jimmy Stewart, you know, he was a young guy. He had all this cash in his hand. He's finally going to get out. He's going to go on his honeymoon to the moon or something like that. And then he realizes he has to, everybody says, I want my money and I want it now. And so he's standing on the counter and he's looking at the Americans that are there in that movie. And he's standing on the bank counter and he's looking at him. He says, listen, Mr. Smith, Mr. Jones has your money. It's in his house. and Mrs. You know, whatever, she has your money over here because she started a business. And he begins to explain, you put your money in here, but we actually put it back out again. And so that's how we're able. So you can't. And then everybody realized there is no money. It's actually lent out. It's not really there. It's a process. And if you go right now to withdraw, Pat, you know, it would be different. You get like Brinks trucks coming up and stuff, but
beep,
with us,
beep, right.
Beep.
He's familiar with that sound.
For us, that's the garbage truck. For him, that's the Brinks truck. No, we're just obviously having fun with that.
No.
But the thing about it is, they're going to tell you this. This is what the bank will tell you. Oh, we don't have your money, but we can order it. And it's like, the question you want to ask, are you ordering from Japan? I mean, for China. Are you ordering this money from Japan, from China? And so that's where we are in this economy. One bank, and so now we're in this very vulnerable state, and what they're reporting, what you heard on VFN Radio and watched on VFN TV, Christian Television Network, is that, hey, we're in this state. And it's interesting that it's six banks, because it was very specific what God said, and you can see that in that related. Six banks own 70% of American assets is the title of it. You can hear it. Preferably go to the Torch, because you can see the references and you can actually watch the Federal Reserve former employee who works at Rutgers now talk about it. But it was what God said: within 6 minutes, the economy is, as we know, it's going to fall. It's going to crash.
Fall.
And it doesn't mean the world's over, but if your world is money,
it's over.
It's over. But it's okay. You'll find out. It's like the trees are still there. The birds are like, what's wrong with you? What you crying about? What's up? And, and you'll find that if currency doesn't move, things stop. And then we'll have to reboot. And this is what was said yesterday by an individual that we'll be talking about, hopefully this week or next week, is a reboot is coming. A reboot is coming. And I don't know if you, you know, they always say, you try everything on your computer. Have you tried rebooting it yet? Mm-hmm. Have you tried shutting it off and bringing it back up again? And of course, that's, it's easier now than it used to be. Computers we used to have, that's like a 1 hour process.
Yeah, right.
It's like, but anyway, so this is the question that was asked, and we'll talk more about it in the future. Was, have you ever seen, and because we're headed for a reboot. That's what all, that's why nobody's worried about, people in leadership are not really worried about it. They're just thinking, how far can we go? How safely can we, as George Soros said, ease down this economy. And it's gone down, but got to ease it down. It's never rebooted under democracy. It's never rebooted because we're an experiment. You know, we're not, it hasn't always been this way in the world. Mm-hmm. It always reboots and comes back up again under tyranny. And that means, by the way, because most Americans wouldn't even have a clue what that means. Mm-hmm. You think you have a rough boss. Tyranny is when the king can say off with your head. Tyranny is what's happening in China when they say, we're going to kill every child over one. Or you're going to kill the child over one child. We own all the land here. And what he says is, what they're saying, is it's only because some hero rises up and says, we can fix everything. And everybody's hurting so bad, they just go, reboot this thing. Let's do it. Mm-hmm. If you could bring us out of this. Mm-hmm. And understanding a biblical worldview, that happens to a nation when we turn our back on God. Which means we haven't rebooted yet. You know, God's a miracle working God. You know, you have to understand this. He loves you. He loves America. He loves the people in America and the people in the world. He just wants Americans. He wants the church in America to look at the error of our ways, to go back into the Word, pick the Bible up again and look at that, like Josiah did. And realize, find ourselves in this light, find ourselves in this map called the Bible, and find out how lost we are right now. And repent for that and ask God to bring us back to a place of righteousness in Him again. Bring us back to that place again. And then things just stop. Mm-hmm. That's how good He is. And because there's not a biblical worldview right now, quite often people don't understand that's all there is. God loves you. This has nothing to do with it being over. But life as you know it could be over if we don't turn back to God. In addition, hopefully we're going to be having, you're going to be seeing a prophetic word delivered by Kim Clement on November 22nd, 50 years after the assassination of President John Kennedy. Also an interview done that day, that morning, from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and his perspective over this is a very powerful thing. You're going to be able to see it, watching this on Christian Television Network. If you're hearing us on the radio, you'll be able to go to the VFN Torch and see it as well. And hopefully we get a chance to loose a couple more prophetic words today from Jim Baker. And we're going to make available to you on the VFN Torch, I Am Second, the Duck Dynasty family. That should be available to you for you today. But you got to hear, it's a powerful, powerful thing the Lord's done in that family. We'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Does a public school teacher have the right to tell their students that the Bible is untrue? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
My daughter is in social studies in her class, and her teacher decided to tell the class that some stories about Jesus are untrue, and I didn't know if he had the right to make that kind of a statement in her class.
Actually not. By saying they're untrue would be infringing on your free exercise rights and your ability to direct the child's upbringing. And there's a lot of constitutional implications here that are actually very serious. And what I need to do is get you in touch with our lawyers at the American Center for Law and Justice. We need to get an apology from that teacher so that the teacher and doesn't leave the impression with your daughter that this is somehow going to be sanctioned. That she needs to say, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. I shouldn't have said that. We need to get that policy changed and find out exactly what's going on. But certainly was an inappropriate comment.
The American Center for Law and Justice is dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Visit us at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
I want to be able to tell you, if you haven't yet heard, that you can go to VFNTV.com and sign up for our newsletter. It's called The Torch. As a matter of fact, you're probably seeing it on your screen right now. You go right to the front page of the VFN Torch, and you click on, you see in the upper right-hand corner? You click on sign up for the newsletter, and there it is. You can sign up. You see the flame burning right there. Fill out your information here, push submit, and boom, every single week you will receive a newsletter with that week's program sliced up. Think about it, sliced up segments that, you know, whatever segments to you. I want to make sure you do that because we work extra hard to make sure that you can get it ever how you need to be able to get it. And because listen, if only 9% in 2009 had a biblical worldview, in other words, they had a light, L-I-G-H-T, perspective of the world, it's a lot less than that now. Mm-hmm. And with hearing the light of God's, you know, it's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news you know. To have that light perspective of what's going on, it's going to help you have a biblical worldview of your decision-making, of why you're going to get married or why you're going to need to stay married or why you need to have family or why you need to pay taxes, why you need to function. I mean, we got to move past that. And one thing we can do that is by signing up for The Torch and getting it sent to you every single week. Every single week. And in that, it has the offers and things that are going on as well.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat and John. You're listening and watching VFN Radio on VFN TV, the Christian television network around the world. You know, I just want to tell you this. You know, when I was in the world and I was not serving God and didn't know the Lord yet, even though he knew me, you know, life was like bugs hitting you, like bugs hitting your windshield. Mm-hmm. But when you give your life over to God and you just say, here I am, God, I'm all yours. I want to spend the rest of my life, the vapor that's described by James, for you. Eternity begins to hit you in the windshield. I've never seen time move so quickly, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And so understand it's still moving if you're not busy in God. But you start realizing, because there's so much to do for God. And I want to encourage you right now, if you have not yet decided to step outside the imprisonment of religion, things that satisfy your flesh to make you feel like you've done something for God, but you really want to actually get in to what God is doing, I encourage you. I encourage you now, in the name of Jesus, to be able to say, you know what? Forgetting what's behind, pressing on towards what's ahead, towards the high call. And it makes me think about Paul Keith Davis is talking about, you know, God is gathering the harvesters. The question is, are you one? Listen up.
And this first wave of harvest will be the harvesting of the harvesters. I wrote this in Angels That Gather in 2003, right in Denny Klein's church. When I saw these angels standing across the back of his church, we were kind of late getting there. And on a Friday evening, I stepped into the sanctuary and took one step in, saw the people worshiping. Don Potter was leading worship. By the time I took the next step, the heavens opened. My lenses and my eyes flipped open. And as real as I'm looking at Carrie and Mike sitting right here, all across the back of his church were angels. And I looked right at them. And they were all about 7 feet tall, had on white robes, had a hair down to the shoulders. Some had a golden girdle. Some had a rope-like belt around their waist. And I said, who are they? And the Lord said, they're angels that gather. And I thought, I've never heard of that before in my life. Never heard a sermon preached on it. Never heard a message prophesied about it. Never heard that phrase in my entire life. Sat next to Denny Klein in Albany. And I leaned over to Denny. I said, Denny, there's angels all across the back of your church. He said, what kind? I said, angels that gather. Like I knew what I was talking about. He just took me in my word, you know. And I thought, I need a scripture. So I got my little Franklin Concordance that I had with me, you know, in my little briefcase. And I pulled it out and I typed in angels and gather. And praise the Lord, three references came up. Matthew 13:41, the Son of Man will send forth his angels that gather out of his kingdom, all stumbling blocks and everything offensive. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of our Father. Oh, I knew they were on the move. You know what it told me? We're in the harvest. If the Lord said, at the end of the age, I will send the angels that gather, and you will co-labor with them. And, you know, I'm thinking, yeah, I got some stumbling blocks out there I need removed. Guess what happened? I began to have stuff being pulled out of me. I'm like, wait a minute now. You know, I said, Lord, I thought you said they're going to pull up stumbling blocks. He said, yes, I am, out of my kingdom. Where is my kingdom? And so as he pulls up the stumbling blocks and offensive things from us, then they co-labor with us to bring in the harvest.
The Lord is raising up harvesters. Harvesters that harvest. The question is, are you one? God is raising up apostolic centers around the nation and around the world to be able to do this. One of those is the VFN Dream Center. Maybe you can be a harvester working with the angels that harvest. As God is gathering, is God calling you? Do you have a vision for the kingdom? Are you ready to be able to follow Jesus? You know, some people follow Jesus and wrote about what happened, and the others stay where they are and read what the others wrote. Mm-hmm. Do you want to be a part of what God is doing? Listen, maybe the VFN Dream Center is for you. Go to vfndreamcenter.org. Last night, we had an opportunity to be able to meet with Congressman Jeff Miller as he came with a sobering news about what's just taking place in Iran. He is just, it's good to see. If you haven't met Congressman Jeff Miller, he is a quality man. He's the real, I got a chance to meet his wife, Vicky, too, as a matter of fact, for the first time. And he's the one that introduced us to Room 219, I believe it is. And if you don't know where 219 is, we'll make it available for you on the VFN Torch under this article, because it's a place where they go pray in Congress. And but it was very sobering. I mean, his viewpoint is refreshing in regards to his perspective. But in addition is, but what are we going to do about this? Because the deal that was just signed, I mean, his words were, it was almost like because of all this debacle, healthcare stuff, and everything's going wrong, they were looking for something to be able to hang their hats on, to be able to say something positive. They're willing to take any deal.
Yeah.
Any deal, right? That's what he said. Yeah. Any deal at all. We were all there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Take any deal at all. And they took this deal, and it's like, you know, you always wonder how those things happen that take nations down or do, you know, and it happens because so much, the adversary stirs so many things up that you make decisions in the midst of chaos that you never would have made before. And America just made a horrific one, the worst one ever, as a matter of fact, probably according to Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel. And in that, the this treaty empowers Iran to continue on, and basically, this is what he said, legitimizes Iran as a nuclear power nation, which is like, what? You know, while they're actually funding and fueling Assad in Syria, who is using these weapons on their population. Mm-hmm. And so, which means they have no problem, he said, using these weapons even on their own people. If you have no problem using chemical weapons on your own people, and they define you as the infidel, I doubt very seriously they'll have a little problems, you know, doing that. And he did say, too, which I thought was pretty good. He says, you know, there are some things that boxes that need to be checked off. But he supports, you know, Israel defending itself. In other words, we have no say-so over whether if they feel they need to do it, they need to do it.
Yeah.
Which means if they feel they have to respond back and to protect themselves, understand it's only 6 million Jews there.
Right.
And you have 500 million Muslims surrounding them. But what he said also about what's going on is that Saudi Arabia now, who you don't want Saudi Arabia mad with you. That's a lot of stuff comes out of Saudi Arabia.
Car won't go no more.
Say that again.
Your car won't go anymore.
Well, yeah, your car won't go anymore, but just some wild things come out of there. We learned about, you know, Mecca and all these different things. But he reports that now they're looking at bringing nuclear weapons into Saudi Arabia. And by the way, imagine this. You have four little, you know, counties around your this is, Middle East is not big.
It's not that big.
And you're looking at, based on Congressman Jeff Miller is saying, is a nuclear arms race right there with people with a lot of money, and other than Iran. No, they have money now because we're lifting up the stimulus package, which is they're going to start giving brand new cars. What was it, $7 trillion worth of
billion,
$7 billion worth of money they're going to make because of that treaty. And they already had money already. They're building these nuclear reactors, you know, not reactors, but centrifuges.
Yeah.
Over 19,000. It was 3,000 when they first started, I believe, and now it's like 19,000. And it's like, this is not good at all. This is not good at all. But one man stood up and he began to explain all the missiles that are around different places, and he was calling them out. And he said, they're in Venezuela right now. Yeah, Venezuela. Right. Hello, America. Venezuela. If you don't know where that is, it's under your feet.
Yeah. It's in your backyard.
It's in your backyard. And if you have not heard Dmitry Dudeman's word, you got to hear it. But let me tell you a quote before we end this first program. And Jeff Miller says, yeah, we keep focusing on the payload, what goes in the missiles, which is the nuclear bomb, but there's missiles all over the place, which means all you got to do is just put in the nuclear material, America, in Venezuela, and you have it just hitting here. Wow. And this is what he said. This is the biggest thing I think that this is a man who loves God, prays, and he's very loves Israel. And he said, we used to just focus on Russia because Russia had these weapons. Now everybody's getting them, basically. And he says, with this, he said, things are getting scarier and scarier. Listen, God is our protection. God is our hope. We better turn back to the true protector.
We want to give a special thanks to our sponsors and our partners. Visit VFNTV.com. We have all their contact information for you. Phone numbers, web addresses, we even have a map. We want to thank all of our sponsors and our partners. Become a partner today. Listen, your financial gifts, your sowing, partnering with us, helps us to take the gospel all around the world. Let's do this together. Let's keep the conversation light. VFNTV.com, partner today.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I love VFN Radio. You know, I'm not saying it because I'm part of it, is the fact that I listen to it when I'm not on it because it's the Word of God. It's a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And I encourage you to get a device, a radio, or an something, or an something, and put it on your desk at work, and you know, put it by the kitchen sink, and just carry it with you, or whatever, and just listen. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Think about it. 24 hours, 7 days a week, all around the world. You can hear VFN Radio. And if you miss a segment that you just like catch a half of it,
mm-hmm.
don't be disappointed like it used to be. Oh, I'm just so disappointed. I'm sure the first part of that was good. You can actually go into the highlights or go to the VFN Torch, and you can hear the whole segment. The whole segment. And in addition to that, you can have podcasts downloaded into your devices. And podcasts are so cool because you can keep them forever in your own storage device. But be encouraged. Understand that this is very, very important because as the days progress, although it gets darker and darker in the outside for the church, for those who love God, it gets lighter and lighter. This is what the Word of God says. He says, your peace in the midst of chaos and trouble and disaster is a witness to those who don't know God. He says, it's a witness to them, letting them know that you're going to be saved by God. God's going to protect you in it. But to them, it's a witness that they're going to be destroyed unless they know God, which is a witness. You're just having peace. And by listening to VFN Radio, you can keep that peace. You can keep that peace so you can be a witness. Sometimes your greatest witness is to sit beside somebody while they're watching the daily news and just relax and have a cup of coffee
mm-hmm.
while they're biting their fingernails. It's like, what?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really mean it. You know, they aren't faking it. It's just like, mm-hmm. what?
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, welcome to VFN Radio on VFN TV and Christian Television Network. I am Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
why did that thing get turned that way? So go, what happened? It's the lighting thing, I think. I think it's the hair thing. I think it's like, I think just realized, just joking. Hey, we're moving on, moving on. Did y'all hear about, I don't know if you heard that word in Jeremiah about the figs. You know, I'm a fig person, and just want to, we're going to be continuing the conversation today about Israel and the phone call. The phone call. But in Jeremiah 24, 4 through 7, the Word of God says, like these good figs, I will regard as good the exiles from Judah. When I sent away from this place and this land to the Babylonians, which is, if you've been listening, it's like, oh, that is Zedekiah. That's Zedekiah. And my eyes will watch over them for their good, and I will bring them back to this land. I will build them up and not tear them down. I will plant them and not uproot them. I will give them a heart to know me, that I am their Lord. They will be my people, and I will be their God, for they will return to me with all their heart. And that's so exciting, because understand, if you truly are the Lord's, no matter what happens, I mean, God's going to watch over you. Mm-hmm. He'll put a mark on you. When these things begin to happen, it was amazing that in Ezekiel, he talks about this. But right over the VFN television studio, God, on the end of a seven-day fast, at the end of it, as we're seeking the Lord and praying, he takes and puts an X right over top. And I'm talking to leaders from around the nation, and we're talking about some things that God's saying at the end of this fast. And as I'm walking and look up, you know, by the studio, I'm looking straight up in the sky, and I'm going, there's a mark over us. There is an X right over us. And immediately the Holy Spirit is delivered to me, you know, that I'll put a mark on those that are mine. And so before things start to happen, God will put a mark on you. We're not talking about the Mecca mark. We're talking about, you know, the mark of the beast. We're talking about a mark that identifies you of one of those who are the Lord's. That you, and this is how you know. That's what he talks about, is that you're broken over this situation. You're distraught over the condition of man. You want men to turn back to God. Your heart is not, you're not okay with what's going on. If you're just not paying attention and your heart's not broken over this, then based on that particular scripture in Ezekiel, is you wouldn't get the mark. And so the whole thing is what I believe is what he's saying is, you got my heart over this whole thing. You feel the same way I feel about it. Because I thought during that time, I went through a deep, deep, deep brokenness. Didn't even know if I was going to come out over the condition of the church and where we're at, and all of a sudden God refreshed me and showed me that this is not a negative thing. You're actually feeling my emotions. You're feeling where I'm at, and you're interceding. You're knowing me, and I'm knowing you. Oh, that I might know him in the fellowship of his suffering, mm-hmm. and power that Paul talks about. And so I was relieved, because to feel that kind of pain and to see, you know, 55 million children being aborted, to watch a nation make one dark decision after another, to watch a nation turn its back on God and Israel, to watch a church begin to release false doctrine from pulpits. I'm all over the place. And in the midst of the time we need the greatest amount of repentance, you see a greatest wave of the grace message. And it's not grace to sin, it's grace to obey God.
Right.
And hopefully we'll get a chance to be able to talk about that today. But in that, you can see these figs. So when you see figs, I really believe the Lord, I mean, there's something very significant about figs. Figs are the ones that healed the king. God gave him more life, gave him the ability to be healed by some healing property. But I believe the Lord speaks. I'm starting like Johnny Foote now. I believe the Lord speaks through these things. And and I just had this, gotta have figs. I've gotta have figs. And it was so hard to find figs. I mean, mm-hmm. You can find figs in a Newton. You can find figs that have been beat up. You know, they just smash them all together. You know, it's like you're killing a good fig. Mm. But a good fig preserves they're all together and they're whole, but they also have the other content that goes into them, in there to make preserves. And to me, it's just like, it was at this for like maybe 3 years. I'm calling folks. And people that actually have access to them. I'm on Amazon.com looking for pigs. And they beat them up. The people that are selling, they actually smash them all up. But it was good figs. I wanted to find good figs. And that was just God speaking about Jeremiah, the word that we just shared about good figs. And so on my 50th birthday, my wife and my daughter had traveled to a different state to be able to find me good figs. And I didn't know about it. And they brought like a 10 pack or something of these, you know, these figs that have been, you know, preserved and all that. And I really believe what the Lord is just saying through this is, and God speaks through these things, but you have to understand, I was just desperate. I was passionate, you know, and even upset when people committed to send me figs and they didn't send me figs, you know, and not, you know, just like, what's, you know, I'm offering you $1 million for a thing of figs. Send me some figs. I don't care what they cost. I want a fig. And I believe the Lord just had this thing over me, showing me this word that I shared with you, and they were going to make available to you on the VFN Torch. Be a good fig. You know, let God be one that stands with God and that has a balance between compassion and doing something. Compassion has two parts of it. It's not somebody who just feels bad about it. But compassion is somebody who feels bad about what's going on, and then you do something about it.
Right.
You're just sorry. If you actually feel sorry for someone, but you're not doing anything about it, that would be called like sorry, right?
That's right.
That's sorry. Yeah. But if you're compassionate, you know, Jesus came out of the mountains. He saw the people harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. So he taught them many things. He had compassion on them. So he felt that, you know, watching the people, you know, harassed. And then his response was, I'm going to teach them how to be set free and not be harassed like this. And so be a good fig. God will treat you like a good fig. And as a matter of fact, I think you might have a few pictures of those biscuits and figs that my wife blessed me with. But I think it's very symbolic. It happened on the 50th. And we're going to be talking today about a prophetic word that was given about the 50 years from the time of President John Kennedy's assassination. Just happened to be the day I was born as well, but also an interview with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who I believe was an apostle sent to America to bring us to the place that God wants us to be. And he said something very specifically about our nation, and we'll be seeing him on Christian Television Network. Or if you're listening to us on VFN Radio, you can go to the VFN Torch and see it by going to VFNTV.com. But we're going to go right into the phone call that was made by our by the Prime Minister of Israel to our president over this particular treaty. It is amazing what we've done and what was taking place. CBN News reporting, listen up.
Israel is ramping up its fight to keep Iran from getting a nuclear weapon. That comes after the U.S. and other world powers reached a nuclear agreement with Iran in Geneva. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has reportedly warned President Obama about the fallout during a recent phone call. Here's Chris Mitchell now from Jerusalem.
The phone call between Netanyahu and Obama took place on Sunday. A parliament member described the call to an Israeli TV station. The prime minister made it clear to the most powerful man on earth that if he intends to stay the most powerful man on earth, it's important to make a change in American policy, because the practical result of his current policy is liable to lead him to the same failure that the Americans absorbed in North Korea and Pakistan, and Iran could be next in line. Netanyahu announced an Israeli team will be heading to the U.S. to discuss the Geneva Accord, which he said must dismantle Iran's nuclear capabilities. In England, British Foreign Secretary William Hague defended the agreement to Parliament.
Mr. Speaker, this agreement means that the elements of Iran's nuclear program that are thought to present the greatest risk cannot make progress during the period of the interim agreement. In other words, if Iran implements the deal in good faith, as it has undertaken to do, it cannot use these routes to move closer towards obtaining a nuclear weapons capability.
The question many have is, will Iran deal in good faith after its long track record of violating UN resolutions? Also in his remarks, British Foreign Secretary Hague warned anybody, including Israel, from undermining the Geneva Agreement. Meanwhile, and perhaps ironically, deep in the Negev Desert, Israel hosted its largest ever aerial exercise. The pre-scheduled maneuvers, codenamed Blue Flag, included combat squadrons from the United States, Greece, Italy, and Israel.
It's a very good opportunity for us to continue to work on efficiencies, to become more logistically sound, to get all of our force from point A to point B, and then how to actually operate together to continue to provide stability within the region. We really appreciate the opportunity.
We live in a tough world, a dangerous world. Israel lives in a dangerous neighborhood. And we need the best equipped, best trained forces as possible to protect our people and our security. We also need allies, and we have great allies here.
When asked about military action in regards to Iran, U.S. Ambassador Shapiro said all options are still on the table. Chris Mitchell, CBN News, Jerusalem.
This is amazing, you know, that a prime minister would have to actually call our president. And, you know, we've always, America's always had a viewpoint that we're bigger than you and we'll help you out.
Right.
And now the reality of the strength and the power was, let me explain to you, if you still want to remain a superpower, you're going to, he's like, wow. It's like, my goodness. And that's the apple of God's eye, you know, saying this specific thing to us. And by the way, God doesn't see us as political parties. He doesn't see us as states. He sees us as a nation, one nation. Mm-hmm. So the enemy will want to create factions and divisions. And of course, you're going to be part of the righteous divisions, how he's going to tell you you're right and everybody else is wrong. Versus like the whole nation's in trouble when we're making these kind of decisions. So that was more so than a king, because if you had a king, then sometimes that you're just forced into a situation. But in America, we voted in the leadership that's in Washington, D.C. So that is even more so,
yeah.
You know, America. And remember that, and you heard it. You heard it, and I'm sure it's a related article as well. I'll put a post from the VFN Torch, that the fact that we've already said that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel, that it was booed when it was removed because they tried to remove it from the platform. And when the Americans, some of the Americans heard that they were going to put it back in again, they just kind of forced it. And what they're really doing is going back to what was already done already.
Right.
They were trying to bring it out, which means it would have created this whole Palestinian east side of Jerusalem could be a capital of the Palestinian state. Isn't it amazing how Satan always wants your stuff? But don't you have your own stuff? Well, what's he want our stuff for? You know, we got a couple acres here on the earth. I mean, can't you see God's, you know, protecting us in the context of that? But I just want to say this before we go to break is that one thing Congressman Jeff Miller did say, and he said, I can't tell you details, but if someone does make an attempt on America, we will respond. We're ready to respond. So I just want to give a little hint out to anybody who's thinking, you know, if you don't want to be a crater, you know, I'm sure, you know, if you still want to remain in the context of on the Google Maps.
That's right.
It seemed like to me that I can't give you details.
It was clear.
But we are ready to respond. Thank you, Congressman Jeff Miller. And what did he say to? He said, pray. What did his wife, Vicky, say to? He said, pray. Find out details how you can do that on the VFN Torch.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
You know what I'm sitting here thinking about? You know, the Lord, our God, that when he was with his people, and we could read the Word of God, and he shows us, he demonstrated his ability to provide for his people in the wilderness. The first thing he did when he delivered Israel out of bondage and slavery was to take them in a place that they had to totally see that he was going to provide for them no matter what. They were surrounded by conditions with no water and no provision, and they just had to trust God. They had to abide with God. And think about that. And God demonstrated his ability to meet their needs despite what was going on in their economy and their ecology, with their environment, with the heat and the weather and all that. As a matter of fact, listen to Brother John Kilpatrick with Church of His Presence, and I'll be right back.
And the other day, the Holy Spirit said this to me. He said, tell the church, son, when you get back up to preach, he said, tell the church that these things are going to get worse. He said, but tell them, for those that will live by my word, it'll have no effect on them whatsoever. He said it'll have no effect on them. And what the Holy Spirit here is saying is, even though the economy, like what prophets are saying right now, is that there may be some states in the United States that might be not friendly toward Israel, or they might be real liberal, and they're going to start suffering financially.
Yeah. Yes, that's
right. And there might be other states in the United States that loves Israel and loves God, and they're a God-fearing state, and they have a good governor and good legislature, and they're trying to please God, and they're just going to prosper and get all kinds of new businesses and everything. The Holy Spirit said, just as that's working like sheep states and goat states in the United States, he said the same thing's going to happen in a city, that whoever tithes and obeys me and loves me and serves me, I will pour out my favor on them and my blessings upon them. And nothing can thwart my blessings on these people. They're going to be a demonstration to everyone around them what it means to be a child of God. So I want to encourage you right now in Jesus' name. God is about to bless your socks off right under the devil's nose.
That's so encouraging. That's exactly what, you know, that God's been sharing with us. That's what we're hearing from Rick Joyner and Morningstar Ministries, and those are hearing from the Lord. Listen, don't panic. You're about to be a sign. You're about to be a wonder if you're abiding with God. Jesus said very specifically in John 15, 5 through 7, he says, I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, or abide in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. But apart from me, you can do nothing. Think about this. He says, if you remain in me and my word remains in you, ask whatever you wish and it'll be done for you. Just like God provided for Israel in the wilderness, the manna that came down in the morning, the shade, and when everybody else is hot, they were covered. God's going to take care of you if you stick with God. You begin to abide with him. If you don't know how to abide with him, you want to begin to abide with him. You know Jesus, but you want to abide, learn how. We have a simple plan for you. You can go to iabide.org, iabide.org, and request your simple plan today. Listen, if you're walking in obedience and abiding with the Lord, hearing his voice, relating to him, he's got you covered. That's iabide.org.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, Greg Lancaster, welcome back. Joining me is Pat and John. We are going right in. We want to make sure we get a chance. Hope we get a chance to hear the entire word. Understand, in November 22nd, 1963, we had a president of the United States that was assassinated in Dallas, Texas. His name was President John Kennedy. They called him Jack Kennedy. And at the same time, an apostle, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., was obviously called by the Lord to be able to lead us into a place of the reality that was written in our founding documents, that this is one nation under God and we're all created equal under God, equal mm-hmm. rights. And then that's where, and so in the context of that, President Kennedy and Dr. King were working together on some great legislation. And so as soon as the assassination took place, CBS News went to Dr. King's home and interviewed him to get his opinion of it. And obviously, there were so many threats on both of their lives, big threats on Dr. King's life. And remember, it would be in 1968, a few years away, that Dr. King would be assassinated. And the 60s, it was just horrific, the things that had happened there. So I want you to hear first, this is the interview that took place. This is just the interview that
Correct.
Took place.
Mm-hmm.
And they went straight to Dr. King's house and asked him, you know, what do you think? Listen up. CBS News.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, some 38 minutes ago. Vice President Lyndon Johnson has left the hospital in Dallas, but we do not know to where he has proceeded. Presumably, he will be taking the oath of office shortly and become the 36th President of the United States. Expressions of sorrow, of course, have come from all segments of our population. Martin Luther King, the leader of the integrationist movement, was interviewed in his Atlanta home earlier today by Ray Moore.
Did you think about perhaps the last time you had seen the president?
Yes, I did. Naturally, in these moments, you begin to think of personal experiences that you had with people who pass on. And I started thinking about the several meetings that I've had with the president this year. I think I've met with him some five times this year. The last time was the time that I took a group up from Birmingham to discuss the crisis there after the bombing of the church and the murder of the six children. So all of these things came back to mind.
Dr. King, many have said that you helped put President Kennedy in the White House. In light of what has happened, do you regret that?
Well, I'm not at all a political analyst, but there are those who contend that the Negro vote had a great deal to do with President Kennedy being elected, and that many Negroes were influenced to vote for the president because of a call that he made to my wife during an arrest here in Georgia. Now, if this had anything to do with it, I certainly don't regret it, because I think President Kennedy made a most significant contribution in civil rights. And while he may not have done all that some feel that he should have done, I would be the first to say that President Kennedy came forth with the most comprehensive civil rights bill that we have ever had from any president. And he had a great understanding of the depths and dimensions of the problem. And I really feel that he was a friend to the cause of civil rights. And he created a climate of civil rights concern in Washington and in the nation.
You have had attempts made on your life and have been threatened, perhaps even tonight. What is it like to walk under this constant threat?
Well, it's often difficult, but when you live with it so long, you almost become immune to being afraid. As a result of these threats, I guess you have to come to the point of looking at these things philosophically, and this is where I have decided to stand. I believe firmly that this cause is right, and that someone must have the courage and the fortitude to stand up for it, even if it means suffering or even if it means death. And I have always felt that unmerited suffering is redemptive. And even if I have to die for this cause, if physical death is a price that others will have to pay, then it is a price that is paid to free the soul of our nation and to free our children from a permanent spiritual death. And in this sense, I think it is very redemptive, or it can be, even if it occurs.
Thank you, Doctor.
This is so amazing. Wow. What a wise man. Wow. And you can imagine the tragedy in Dr. King's heart right now. I mean, the one who's walking with you that based on his words has done more for what cause God has laid upon Dr. King's heart, was just, his life was just taken. And he's talking to him, the reporter is talking to him, CBS News is saying, you know, what, I mean, obviously you've had attempts made on your life and have been threatened, perhaps even tonight, he said. You know, what is it like walking into those kind of threats? And that's when he begins to talk about, after a while, you just kind of become immune to these kind of threats that just keep happening. You realize that you got to live up to the philosophy that, you know, some things, I'm paraphrasing this part, it's worth dying for to be able to give people life.
Mm-hmm.
And greater love hath no man than he laid down his life for his friend. But one thing he talks about is the redemption of the soul of America and freeing us from the oppressing our brothers and sisters. That was a key to that. And what happened was, and what we're going to hear when we come back in our next program, make sure you catch it. It's going to be just on the other side. Just stay tuned. You'll hear it today. Is a prophetic word that was given on November the 22nd, 1913. 2013, which is 50 years to the day.
Wow.
50 years to the day. And then for whatever reason, this 50 is just, I mean.
It's resounding.
It's just resounding. And even during that time, you know, God's speaking to me over and over again about 50 and 50 and 50 and 50. And, you know, this happens to be, I was born the same day, same hour that President John Kennedy was assassinated. And in the context of that, when I was even going that day to go pick up some seafood, just even seafood, I walk into there, you know, they pull numbers out, and the numbers that you pull out, you know, they pulled a number out and gave it to me. Uh-huh. And the number that they gave me of all these people, this big, huge seafood place, was 50. It was 50, you know, way. And this place is huge. I'm like, wow. I'm a winner. And the whole place turns my, you know, like, and it's like, it's just like, there's something going on here and we got to pay attention to it. And what was interesting, what we discovered was, and what you will hear in a few moments in our next program, join us, is Kim Clement is given a word about the redeeming the soul and our current president, President Barack Obama, and how his last 2 years, which we're coming upon, is going to turn and it's going to be a positive thing despite the negative things that have happened, and how we're supposed to pray, as we always say, for our president and for our leaders and not speak negative or hate. But stay tuned. You're going to hear Kim Clement give that prophetic word in just a moment.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit them today at VFNTV.com. We have all their contact information for you, phone numbers, web addresses, even a map. Visit VFNTV.com. We want to ask you to partner. Listen, your giving, your contributions, we're doing this together. We're taking the gospel all around the world. Every bit counts. Let's partner and do it together. VFNTV.com.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless. The VFN TV app is out, right? I think it's 4.0, man.
4.0.
That is so cool. And they're doing a wonderful job at designing it and putting it together. And yes. Everything that we're saying and doing is available now on the VFN TV app. All you got to do is go to your app store, type in VVictor, VFN TV, and it just shows up. Or you can go to VFNTV.com and click on the appropriate store, whichever one you actually have your phone with. But it's so important you can listen to highlights, you can listen to the programs, you can listen to us live. We're live 24/7, 7 days a week. and some encouraging words, some, any prophetic words that are coming out, you know, God's news behind the news. It's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news you know. Listen, get the app. It's totally free, by the way. Go to your app store and find it today. Just type in VFNTV. It'll pop up. Download it for free or go to VFNTV.com.